A new USDA report shows feedlots last month bringing in 1.9 million head, 4% less than September a year ago, the lowest September placement number since at least 1996.
And that largely reflects the very, very poor returns that feedlot operators have been experiencing.
That may be an understatement from USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham. In fact,
their losses have been huge.
Shagham says that also explains why feedlots marketed only 1.64 million head last month, 2% below a year earlier. They had, of course, paid top dollar for cattle earlier in the year, but last month, fed cattle prices started dropping sharply, and
they really did not want to let these animals go to the packing plants at the prices that the beef packers were offering.
So they're keeping cattle longer, trying to force the price up.
And what we're seeing is a large number of very, very heavy cattle.
And a feedlot inventory 2% bigger than a year ago, with the smallest percentage of heifers on record.
As producers begun to expand their herds.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.